Tom Waylett is the parent of three boys, the oldest of whom has autism spectrum disorder. Tom talks about hope, the myth of recovery, and he shares the difficulty his wife and he had in making tough decisions in the best interest of their children.
I do think, as a parent of an autistic child, and it's almost kind of a negative outgrowth of many of the positive things in autism awareness. And, you know, if you get the right programming, that you can overcome it and all of that. And for some of these kids, you can, and that's great. But I think there needs to be an acceptance of the reality that some of these kids are so impacted that they're not going. I mean, maybe there's a miracle at some point, and I hope there is. But, you know, I mean, there isn't a pot at the end of the rainbow for all these kids. And I think sometimes as a parent, because there is, I think, that myth out there that if you just, you know, if you have all the right programming and you advocate for everything you can and you try every diet and you try all these other things that oftentimes have very little actual evidence-based support for their efficacy, that you're failing your child, and that's an awful lot of pressure. It wasn't so much that I think the behaviors themselves were getting any worse as much as Jake was just getting bigger and stronger. Even with the help we had at home, it just became apparent for safety reasons that we needed to do something else. And I don't think we could have made that decision on our own. Tri-Counties came to us, which is our local social service agency, and we'd had a coordinator that we'd developed a really strong relationship over almost 5 years before that. And like I said, we had, you know, great in-home services. We had, you know, a real solid program on the school side, plus, you know, 3 to 4 hours a day at home, you know, all the bells and whistles in terms of the latest programming and all of that. And then additionally, you know, just help to monitor them as well, even when it wasn't behavioral. But at any rate, they came to us and basically said, you know, the reality is we've done what we can to keep him safe in the home. And the concern was that if something were to happen on the fly, so to speak, that Jake would have to be taken from the home, and we wouldn't have been able to control how that happened and where he went. So at that point, we made a decision because there was a good program locally that allowed us to control the process. And it was an awful thing to go through. There's a fundamental feeling of failure, you know. But, you know, we told ourselves at that point, and luckily I think it really turned out to be the case, that Jake was happier, and he is happier. He's been happier outside of our home than he was in it because he has the attention that he needs, and he doesn't have his little brothers driving him crazy. And it's ended up being, I think, a really good thing for him and a great thing for my two other sons, and that they've been able to have a more normal childhood as a result of it. But it wasn't a fun thing to go through.